I used to laugh at my roommate in college when he'd get a love letter from his girlfriend. Yeah, he was kind of weird all day. He'd go off and he'd read that thing, you know, 4 or 5 times. And I'd go, hey, buddy, there's nothing new in there. It says the same thing every time. Well, there was no laughing when I was separated from the woman I loved and ended up marrying. No, Karen and I were separated for the summers. And boy, I'll tell you what, I would write a letter to her just about every day. And she'd write a letter to me just about every day. I got a whole suitcase full of those letters. It's still nice to go back and read. Because I'll tell you, what made my day was going to that mailbox and getting some mail and knowing there'd probably be mail there from somebody who loved me very much. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about mail from someone who loves you. Actually, you get mail every day from someone who loves you very much. Well, you could. It's actually mail from Almighty God himself. It's contained in the Word of God, the Bible. See, God's messages are in his book, and maybe you say, well, yeah, and that's not new information. Well, right, God's messages in the Bible are timeless information. They're always there. They're as true today as they were the day he authored them. And they've been true for generation after generation after generation. But on the other hand, God's messages are always breaking news, too, because, see, your situation is different today than the last time you may have read that verse. And God has a way through his Holy Spirit of personalizing that message. Of course, God's Holy Spirit, who knows all about the Bible and knows all about you, will miraculously use one of God's messages to change how you see your situation. And it might even change the situation. So, timeless information, yes, but it's also breaking news for your situation. Yeah, you've got mail from God. But like any message you might receive through email or text, you'll never get the message if you don't check in to see what God has to say today. So many days have been so unnecessarily confusing and frustrating and messed up because you didn't pick up your mail from God. Now, there's a great picture of how God sends his messages to us in our word for today from the Word of God in Exodus 16 and verse 14. God's ancient people were traveling through the wilderness in need of food, and God supplied their need by sending this miracle food called manna, which, interestingly enough, the Hebrew word means, what is it? Hey, let's go get some what is it, honey? Now, the Bible says, when the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, what is it? Moses said to them, this is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. No one is to keep any of it until morning. However, some of them actually paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it till morning. When they did, it was full of maggots, the Bible says, and it began to smell. Well, in the New Testament, manna is actually used to symbolize spiritual food from God. And the collection principle is still the same. Pick up a fresh batch each new day. Yesterday's messages from God, well, they're not going to do for today because he's got fresh manna for you, fresh messages for the needs of this fresh new day. That's one of the main ways his new mercies come every morning. Some days your mail from God are going to give you perspective on what's going on in your life. Other days it'll give you a corrective to steer you back on course from a detour you're almost about to take. But it's daily bread. You'll have to want God's messages enough to turn off some of the other messages for a little while. Yeah, all the stuff you get on your phone and the text and TV and the internet and newspaper and music, all of which can end up stealing all or most of your time with God. Now, if you'll open God's Word with the eagerness and the anticipation of someone who's opening their love letter, I can guarantee you, you will always have mail. Holy mail, life-changing mail, messages from the God of the universe to your heart.